I'm Evan Kleinman, and this is Good Food. It's been a few weeks since we've checked in with Jillian Ferguson at the Farmers Market, so let's head there now to find out what's in season this first week of February in Southern California.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. Winter is in full swing at the Santa Monica Farmers Market, which means a lot of citrus and an abundance of beautiful winter greens. I'm happy to be here with Bernhard Meiringer today. We were first introduced to his Austrian cooking at Bierbeisel years ago, and now he's back with Lustig, a brand new restaurant at the Helms Complex in Culver City. Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm assuming from the name Lustig that there must be an Austrian through line here. Is that true?
Absolutely, yes. So Lustig, that's the way we pronounce it actually, is the German word for fun. And since I consider myself kind of a cheeky and fun person, I was like, it's time that we show that in my cooking and food as well.
That's wonderful. So let's talk about how that fun shows up on the menu. We're standing behind the Garden of right now, which is a stand at the market with so many beautiful greens. Are you shopping here today?
I am shopping here today. We actually use a lot of the little gems and some of the winter greens. It's actually my favorite thing to eat, believe it or not. In general, salad. It's like the one thing I cannot live without.
Well, you're in the right place in California. So how are you doing salad at Lustig?
So we have a few different ones. So we are actually paying tribute to Bierbeisel by doing the Bierbeisel House Salad, which was such a popular item, even though people said, how dare you put a pork belly salad on the menu in Beverly Hills? I was like, of course I will, because people will love it. So it became that popular that I actually featured at the restaurant called Bierbeisel House Salad. And we're doing kind of a modern riffraff on salads that everybody else knows and loves, like our Caesar salad. We basically do winter greens, right? So we have endive, radicchio, chicory, little gems, and all that with some fresh herbs. We have a completely vegan vinaigrette, so there's no egg or no anchovy in it. But then we basically enhance it with, we chop it off with trout caviar that then is marinated with a little yuzu, a little soy dashi, so it has that fishy, eggy, citrusy. So when you eat the components together, it's a Caesar salad. When you first see it, you're like, I ordered the Caesar salad. That must be a mistake, but people love it actually so far.
That's fascinating. So let's break both of these salads down. First, that Bierbeisel house salad with the pork belly. What else is in it?
It has pickled peppers, it has arugula, little gem, we have pumpkin seed pesto, so we basically toast pumpkin seeds with a little stearin pumpkin seed oil. You have shaved purple ninja radishes, a little bit of parmesan shavings, and then a little bit of roasted white corn. And so the vinaigrette is actually made with the braising liquid of the pork belly. So it's just another level of, you know, two different mustards, two different vinegars, two different oils. So it's a very rich and tangy dressing, and then you have that crunchy pork belly, kind of like the croutons on it.
Wow, is that typical for Austria?
Not at all.
Okay, and what about the Caesar salad, which also did not sound very Austrian, but I'm curious about this vegan dressing. How do you make that?
I mean, it's basically vegan mayonnaise, right? And so we basically infuse it with a little bit of nutritional yeast. There is an easy way to get around the Worcester sauce. So if you use a little sherry vinegar, a little lemon, a little garlic, you get the same flavor profile of a Caesar salad because it has everything that it needs, right? You have the garlic, you have a little Dijon mustard, you have the citrus. And so it really works. Like, people that blind taste it, they're like, yeah, I mean, I can tell there's no anchovy in it, but I can clearly tell it's a Caesar salad dressing.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bernhard. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Bernhard Meiringer of the brand new Lustig. The restaurant is open from dinner Tuesday through Saturday at the Helms Bakery Complex in Culver City. Kai Takakawa is part of the Takakawa family that owns the Garden of in Santa Ynez. They're the ones bringing down this gorgeous display of lettuces and greens and row crops every single week at the Wednesday market. And Kai, we were just talking to Bernhard about his salads this time of year. Not only do you bring salad greens, but you bring a ton of beautiful winter greens that are really seasonal and really special right now. I'd love to focus on those. Can you tell us what you have?
One of the main attractions right now is our radicchios. We have a good variety of them right now. They start to ramp up in the fall, and as it gets colder and colder, more varieties can grow where we are. And so right now we have, I think, like 5 different types of radicchio. And among that, we also, in our like bitter greens category, we also have frisée and escarole and some of the chicories like Puntarella, which we started growing maybe about 4 years ago or four or 5 years ago. And it's started to really gain a lot of popularity. At first, we had to explain it to everyone, and now people like start to come back specifically just to, like, get those. So it's really fun to, you know, just see people like catch on to diversity.
Definitely. So Puntarella is such a unique vegetable. It looks absolutely crazy. Describe what it looks like and what people do with it.
Yeah, it's it almost looks like, what are those citrus?
Buddha's hands.
Yeah, Buddha's hands. Yeah. They have these fingers that come up in a cluster, and they're cylindrical, that they kind of come to a point almost like an asparagus, but they're hollow inside, and they're nestled between these really beautiful, like almost razor-shaped leaves. They're in the dandelion family. So if you know what dandelion greens look like, the leaves are very indicative of what, you know, family they're from. And so because it's in the it's a chicory and it's a dandelion type, it can be very bitter. And instead of a normal dandelion green, you actually are aiming to eat the stalks in the middle. And so you can slice those into a salad, and they just have such a fantastic texture and crunch. I know that some people like to cook it or like boil it and in like a soup, or like just boil it by itself, and it'll help get the bitterness out. I recently actually grilled it on like a hibachi grill, and that was actually really delicious. But I think one of the main things where the Puntarella really shines is not only in its bitterness, but its textural, like just juiciness.
Amazing. Well, how long do we get to enjoy all these seasonal treats?
That's a good question. We will have the radicchios and the cabbages for definitely like four more weeks at least. Yeah.
Great. Okay, thank you so much, Kai.
You're welcome.
That was Kai Takikawa of The Garden Of. He comes down every Wednesday from Santa Ynez with all these beautiful greens. For The Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laurel Garcia, and Elena Shatkin, and to our engineers, Hope Brush and Nick Lamponi. And a special thanks to Laura Kondarajan, Gary Masiha, and Phil Richards. I'm Evan Kleiman. If you're looking for a recipe for Puntarella, you can find links to one in this week's Good Food newsletter. If you aren't already subscribed, go to kcrw.com/goodfood and click on newsletter. You'll get a recipe in your inbox every single week. I'll meet you back here next week for another episode of Good Food.